As you might have already guessed already, initiating the moan and bark maneuver revealed our location to all the Charlies. See, by that time, the Charlie monsters had advanced and captured most of the important positions around headquarters. And even though we couldn't exactly see them, we knew they were there. Yes, we knew they were there, sprinting from building to building on their hairy green legs and setting up listening devices that would zero in on the sounds of our barking. It was just a matter of time until they found us. And then, well, we didn't have a moment to spare. Huddled together on the back porch, pressing our dripping bodies against the screen door, we barked and moaned. And then we moaned and barked. We had to get word of the attack to Loper and Sally Mae, because if we failed in this mission, gulp again. But our best barking and moaning had no effect. No lights came on in the house. No one opened the door to let us in. No one rushed outside to help us defend our position. Things were looking pretty bad. Another 88 exploded nearby, and in that brief but brilliant flash of light I saw... Drover, did you see what I just saw?
I don't think so. I've got my eyes covered with my paws. What was it?
I'm almost sure I saw a bunch of little green monster men.
Oh my gosh!
Each one of them had six legs, Drover. Six hairy green legs and big heads with three eyes. They're out there running around in the rain and the mud.
Oh my gosh, they're looking for us.
I'm afraid you're right.
And if we keep on barking, they'll find us.
Exactly.
Oh, Hank, I want to go home.
You are home, Drover, but I don't think this is what you had in mind.
It's not. Do you reckon they eat dogs?
Oh, sure, no question about it. They eat dogs until they're full, and then they eat some more, just for sport. I could feel the little mutt shivering.
What are we gonna do?
I was just asking myself that same question, Drover. We failed to wake up Loper and Sally Mae with our barking. The only course of action left to us is to chew our way into the house.
Chew our way? You mean through the door?
Exactly. We'll take out the screen door first, and then go to work on the wooden door.
Gosh, won't they be mad?
Sure they'll be mad. They'll be furious. After all, they want to eat us.
Oh my gosh, you mean Loper and Sally Mae want to eat us too?
What?
Even our friends want to eat us.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about the Charlie monsters. Who or whom are you talking about?
Well, I thought maybe Loper and Sally Mae would be mad if we chewed up their doors.
Oh. No, quite the contrary, Drover. If they were here right now, I'm sure they would want us to chew down the doors, the walls, or whatever, to save ourselves. Do you think they want to lose their entire security division?
Well, I hope not.
Believe me, son, they'll be delighted to see us. Now, let's go to work on this screen. Go to full claws and teeth. Boy, you should have seen us digging on that screen door. We hit it with full claws and teeth. And in just a matter of a few minutes, we had taken it out. You'd have thought we had chainsaws for teeth. I paused for a moment to catch my breath and to admire our work and to spit splinters. Nice work, son. That screen didn't have much of a chance against us, did it? Ha! They thought they had us trapped. Little did they know.
Yeah, but... that was the easy part. The next door won't be so easy.
Stand back and watch this. Hank the cow dog is fixing to show you how we take out a wooden door. I loosened up the muscles in my enormous shoulders and also the powerful muscles in my jaws. In 2 minutes, we'll be inside the house. Watch. I threw my entire body and soul into the task of mowing down that door. I had become a chainsaw, a battering ram, a sledgehammer, a powerful laser-driven machine that was totally dedicated to the task of... Some doors are thicker than you might suppose. This one proved to be pretty stubborn. I mean, chips and sawdust were flying everywhere, and my teeth were throwing up sparks, and my claws were ripping huge hunks of wood from... I stopped to rest. Drover was watching.
How's it going?
Piece of cake. We're almost there. Just a few more bites and we'll be inside the house. I took a big gulp of air and hit it again. This time with the fury of... Nobody had warned me that this particular door was 10 inches thick and made of solid oak. I mean, we're talking about a door that must have weighed, 500 pounds. It's a wonder they could find hinges to hold it up. And I doubt that any dog in the world could have... And did I mention that it was covered with steel armored plate? Yes, sir. 1 inch of solid steel, bolted into 10 inches of solid oak. And I soon realized that if I kept up my frenzy of chewing, I would soon be toothless. I stopped to catch my breath and spit wood. Steel, that is, from the steel plate. Again, Drover was watching.
How's it going now?
I gave him a withering glare and was about to give him worse than that when, all of a sudden and before our very eyes, the door opened. I turned a worldly smile upon my companion. As you can see, Drover, the door gave up.
You mean it opened itself?
Of course it did. That door knew that if it didn't yield to my powerful attack, it would soon be nothing but splinters and sawdust. You probably thought,
huh?
Yikes! Someone was standing in the gloomy darkness in front of us. A small person, perhaps a midget, dressed in a strange red and white polka dot uniform. I felt the hair rising on the back of my neck, and a deep, ferocious growl began to rumble in my... Okay, relax. Did you think it was one of the Green Charlie monsters? No, not at all. Little Alfred, wearing red and white polka dot pajamas. See, I had known or had suspected. Never mind. It was our friend, Little Alfred, not a Charlie monster, and that was the best news of the year. I almost fainted with relief. Or to view it at a slightly different angle, Drover almost fainted with relief while I was merely glad to see him. Little Alfred, that is. I was glad to see Little Alfred, not Drover. I had been with him all night, and that was one night too many. The boys switched on the utility room light and stared at the screen door, the damaged screen door. His eyes grew wide and his mouth fell open. At that very moment, I decided the time had come to switch all circuits over to innocent looks and slow tail thumping. I mean, is sort of a tip-off word, right? It warns of stormy weather ahead, so to speak.
You dogs wrecked the screen door, and my mom's gonna be mad.
I found myself fidgeting and turning my gaze away from the screen door, and generally feeling uncomfortable about the whole thing. The very mention of Alfred's mom brought back a rush of unpleasant memories. Our many misunderstandings, a relationship that had known its share of ups and downs, being chased around the yard by an angry ranch wife and her broom.
Hanky, how come you wrecked the screen?
Well, that is, we thought. There were all these huge, loud explosions and, well, Charlie monsters running around all over the place and...
Were you dogs scared of the storm?
Storm? Oh, no. Storms had never bothered me. What had scared me and Drover... Well, mainly Drover. What had scared Drover had been something much bigger and far more serious than your average little...
Well, it scared me, too, all that thunder and lightning.
Oh? The boy was scared, huh? Well, yes, storms were pretty scary things. The big ones, that is, your major summer thunderstorms we're talking about. Pretty scary.
Do you doggies want to come into the house so we can be scared together?
Come into the... No, we had night patrol and many other... There really wasn't time in our busy... But when he opened what was left of the screen door, I suddenly realized that taking care of the kids and making sure they got a good night's sleep was the very most important job for every ranch dog, and... Okay, what the heck, we had time. If it would make Sally Mae's child sleep better and feel more secure, we flew into the house, which might not have been one of the smartest things we ever did.